Here we go. We are up to Sif Aleph. Reishayim Vav Sif Aleph. So now we're going to get through as many Nakudas as we can. Where's everyone up to? Be'erech. Sif Aleph. Be'erech. Amazing. Sif Aleph. Towards Sif Aleph. Okay, so we're going to get through a little bit of Sif Aleph, and it might be a drop further, or further into, but it's definitely still Negev. So, Sif Aleph says as follows. Ein Yehudi shehidlik es haner. Ein Yehudi. Yeah. No, we'll try and, yeah. You know me. I rarely go on tangents, which reminds me. Yeah. So, Ein Yehudi shehidlik es haner b'shvil Yisrael. So again, what's the category of the melacha being done? It's melacha d'orais. Why is the Shulchan Aruch stressing shehidlik es haner? Once it's shehidlik es haner, that is a melacha d'orais level, which will thereby have the ramification that it will be usher to everyone. As opposed to if it's only a melacha d'rabbanan, it's only usher to the person who the guy did it for. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Yehudi shehidlik es haner b'shvil Yisrael, usher lakol, it's usher to everybody. Afilu lemisha loy hudlak b'shvilay. Amazing. So now comes along the Bir Halacha and he says as follows. The Bir Halacha goes and says in Sif Aleph, he says usher. So now, what does that mean? How will that Isser manifest? The Isser will manifest in, you may not benefit from this light. He lit a fire, you may not benefit from, he lit a light or a lamp, you may not benefit from that lit lamp because he did a Malacha D'Oraisa of igniting of Mavir on Shabbos. Again?
On his own. Not being asked.
Yep. He did it for the Yisrael.
Oh.
He didn't. Again, if he did it for himself, that's a different discussion. We're assuming he did it b'shvil Yisrael. That's the wording of the Shulchan Aruch. You are right. That's going to be Sif Beis.
So somebody walks into a shul in the morning and turns on the light. People should have done.
Again, why is he turning it on? Because this guy, the only place he likes to hang out on Saturday morning is a shul?
Yeah.
Right, there's something more to the story. So I have to figure out, like, what was his intention, who's he doing it for, and what's the payment arrangement? Is he a hired worker? That really gets into that Ramah. Chatzav or not Chatzav, did you establish a price? Is he a Kablon or not? We're not going to get into that right now. So, what happens? You go and you light the fire. And you have the light. So now I want to share with you a case that came up. Every Sunday morning, when I lived in Eretz Yisrael, every Sunday morning was, anywhere I was, and tried to spread it as much as I can, was Shabbos Shaila Day. And they usually spilled over to Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. And let me explain what it means. Shabbos Shaila Day is, you wake up Sunday morning, you're like, oh, that came up over Shabbos. Is that okay? So now Sunday morning is the most opportune time to revisit Shabbos. And there's always good stuff that comes up. So I used to do it with my chavrusas. And I would tell them what happened in the Davis home, and then I would ask them what happened in your home, and I would ask my chavrusa in the afternoon, what happened in your dira, what happened by the trip you took, the tzvat. Let's hear. What were the Shabbos shilas? And you'd be so surprised when you ask people on a Sunday morning, what were your Shabbos shilas? You'd be so surprised what comes up and what you actually get. People, I would never have stopped to think, but that actually came up. I wish I could have asked someone then. Let me just clarify now. And I would go to the Rosh Kodesh, I would go to my Rebbe, Rebbe Yamin Hallander, and we would sit down every Sunday to try to go through Shabbos Shilas. So, I had a young married guy who I learned with one second Seder for about a year, and I came in one day and I said, "New Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, what were your Shabbos Shilas?" So he stops, he's like, "Oh, I actually had one this week. I'm so excited." Like, he had what to deliver. So what was the case? He said, "My wife and I went to the Waldorf for Shabbos." Okay? Well, everyone familiar. Okay, great. And what happened was, we forgot to put the lights on the Shabbos setting. Okay? There's a Shabbos setting. What?
What lights?
Oh, good question. And it was all the lights. What happened was they have this is in the Ritz-Carlton also in Herzliya. If anyone knows the all the hotels that are on points, yeah, in Yerushalayim and outside Yerushalayim. So they have it's a regular energy conserving facet that the lights turn off by themselves. So it's not a big deal, just turn them back on. If no one's in the room and no one's around, they turn off by themselves. So they forgot to put it on Shabbos mode to keep whatever lights as status quo, and the lights turn off. This is the following case, his Sunday afternoon Shabbos case. So he says, what happens is they come back to the room, and Ibrahim or Yusuf is at the front desk. Yeah? Parenthetically. Now they want to know, are they allowed to go and get him? They walk in, everything's pitch black. Okay? The question is, can we get him to turn on the light?
Well, is that because they themselves, like, is it going to turn on if they go in anyways?
It will not turn on. You have to manually turn it on.
Oh, fine.
You have to manually turn it on.
People are in the room, so it turns on.
No. You have to manually turn it on. The Shiloh was going to get it to be turned on. So we're going to see in Sif Gimel, there's something called Tesefes R. Tesefes R, if I have light, there's not an issue if I have more light. And this is really the same concept that's mentioned right here in the very first BRLF on the Simen. What's the case of Sif Aleph? Sif Aleph comes along and says, if you had that light that was added, it's going to be a problem. Why is it going to be a problem? Because you were receiving the benefit. Says the BRLF, Hainu Lases Lefnei HaNer. That's only when you're doing in front of the Ner, Davar Shalei Hayol Yachol Lases Belay HaNer. Only when the light that he is equipping you with, or he is aiding or adding to your existence, is something that will enable you to do something you could not have done otherwise. Okay? V'lul moide lechol b'fnei haner gam kein b'chlal zeh le'isser. Right? Obviously, if I it was such minimal light, I couldn't read. Anyone knows if you're trying to read by insufficient light, it's painful. You're trying to squint to see the contrast of the words on the paper, and you can't read. If he enables you to be able now to read, that's considered a hana. That's not tesefes hana. That's not an added, I had light, now it's more light. If you're able to read perfectly, and now it's more bright in the room, there's no problem. Because what did he give you? He gave you extra hana, extra, but I had the bare minimum to accomplish my needs. Yeah, but if he gives you the bare minimum to enable you to read, the bare minimum to enable you to eat, then it's a problem. End of Bir Halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan comes along over here on this Bir Halacha and he goes and he says that it's not so simple. What does Lechol have to do with it? So obviously, the Derech HaMusar, it's an easy one. Where Avigdor Miller says, you should stare at the apple, and you should appreciate the redness and the juiciness, and take a moment to appreciate the beauty of Hashem's creations. But that's for a Musar Shmuz. Halachically, what does the added light have to do with Achila? The Mishnah Berurah is going and telling you, right? Anyone been to the Blind Museum? One of the steps in the Blind Museum in Cholon, anyone know? Blind Museum. Again? So, I was... Oh, really? I didn't know that. I went to the blind one. So, one of the parts, they make sure, I hope everything was kosher. They bring you and they give you packaged Osem snacks. And you're sitting in a cafeteria, they tell you, feel it, now make a bracha and eat it. It tastes like regular bamba. It tastes like regular potato chips. I'm able to eat, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's choylik. On this very Nakuda, because that's not considered that you gave the person Hana, that light that you gave is not considered Hana, that is considered a baseline Hana. Rather, it's just added Hana. You're able to eat in the dark. No. They were trying to show you that
your other senses.
Yeah, your other senses are much more active. You hear the bag. You never notice that the potato chip bag makes so much noise, right? And feel the potato chips. That's all you have because you can't see it. And it's pitch black. And yeah, definitely an experience. So, what happened over there? So now this is where it gets a little tricky. So I go and ask him, where'd you have light from? He said, if I open up my window, there was an outside light shining from the building into the window. I said, and what were you able to see? I was able to see anywhere around the bedroom. The problem was, it didn't reach the bathroom. What? With the door open. No, with the door open, no light got into the bathroom. So he wants to know the following. Can he get Yusuf to go and turn on the light? If anyone's following...
Two steps?
What?
You do two steps?
Yeah, it's two steps. The light in the big room.
Because of light.
Right. Ah. And there's the
very good. Very good. Once, two steps, no, right. But then, if you look at the total picture, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Right, that's the Shia Live hand. That's the Shia Live hand. So
in other words, if he's adding, the question is the light from the split sufficient to be matir, adding the light, because it's a Tosefis, is like a second candle to the first candle, the first mutter.
No, I'm not going that route. Where I want to go is, it's going to get a little bit graphic, but we're not going to go there too graphically. What I want to go is, if you're following the application from Achila. Yeah. Okay, everyone understands where I'm going. V'day l'chakima b'ramiza. That it suffices with a chacham to just give a hint where I want to head. But what is being added by having sight? So l'chayr, this Aruch HaShulchan would be a savior. L'chayr, this Aruch HaShulchan should be a savior because on any of the places in an average bedroom where you want to see where your stuff is, so then you need to have the light. That light would be a real hana, but you're saved by the fact that there's the outside light. And regarding the bathroom, there you'd have the Aruch HaShulchan, l'chayr. That being that, everyone can accomplish their needs. If there was a big enough need and a person made it to a restroom that was pitch black, everything would work out. Therefore, in that scenario, l'chayra, you can get the guy. Again, this is only going to take care of the hana issues. And again, this first booklet is only the hana. We still have to check our boxes lagabe amira. What are you allowed to verbalize? How do you verbalize it? So you'd have to do, again, this is summing up the whole amira in a sentence. You'd have to do a remesh alevi derech tzivui, a hint that's not a directive, meaning if a hint is so direct, it's not a hint. Has to be a non-directive hint. Takes care of the amira. Lagabe the hana, we have either tosefes hana, or you have the fact that it's not a hana because I could have gotten that hana anyway. I could have accomplished the same result anyway. That also takes care of the avenue of receiving the benefit that's not considered a halachic benefit that he's giving you.
So if I have a flashlight in the dining room, I can then turn on any light in the dining room.
You can get a guy to turn on any light in the dining room?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the same light. If there's a light in the room...
If there's sufficient light in the room, there's no iser hana.
Any light.
You have to still work through your amira.
Yeah. If there's one light on, but there's four other lights in the room... The other four could be turned on.
Yes. Again, if you have sufficient light, why are you turning them on? Well, who cares, right? It's not the question to be asked. Okay. Again? So the Tosefes or the existing light would be sufficient to save you. What? Shaloi Yikosha. One of the reasons why we have, right, that we don't light the Habakkuk snares in the bathroom. If the person is really in sakana, then it's definitely worth to talk about. No. What's the onik?
Everything you do in the dark is taking you longer.
No, but again, and this would apply to the bathroom as well. No, so the irony is the oneg. If you want to go down the oneg route, you're gonna. That is classifying as whatever he's gonna do for you is for oneg, which is going to be to benefit and enhance your Shabbos. That is the very reason why we have Amir Lachem in place, so as to ensure that your Shabbos is not enhanced by the non-Jews' actions.
Like we put out the lights on and the lights off. There's an oneg.
Correct. So turning off lights is we're going to get to. We're going to get to in the coming. No. It's not enough. It will not suffice. You have to have the inability to go to sleep. Again, that's because of Onik Shabbos, but the reason why we're makel there is not because of Onik Shabbos per se. We're makel because turning off is just the absence of light, as we mentioned. And that's not a positive benefit. You're just taking away this nuisance. The taking away of nuisance, it sounds like a hair's breadth, and it is. The taking away of the nuisance is not a active hana. Who cares? There was no gzeira. There was only a gzeira on receiving the benefit. Receiving darkness is not a benefit. You just remove the light, which does not allow you to go to sleep. Fine? Amazing. You still have to take care of your amir. You can't say it explicitly. Unless it's for a choila. Unless it's for someone who's sick. Again? Tzibur. Yeah. We're going to get there. It depends also if the lights are Dirabana and Diraisa. What are the lights? LED lights? Yeah, I don't want to agree to such broad statements. But definitely when you have a rabbin behind you, the stakes and the weight is much heavier. That's
how do you determine whether there's enough light? I mean, the light from the moon, the light from the sky.
So if you read the Bir Halacha carefully, he really guides you. If you're able to accomplish that same result, that's sufficient light. That's why the Rosh Hashanah is choilek. So what does the Bir Halacha hold? That is a different experience. Again, what's that machloikas? The question is, what does light service, how does light service and enhance your eating experience? Why is it that, again, this is just like the shame saying, like that classic Rebbe line, why is it that every restaurant is dark? Don't you want to see your food? Right. Everyone's supposed to, you know, laugh now, roll eyes now, right? But there's, you want to be able to see, you still want to be able to see, right? Okay, so that is point number one. Point number two. Now, when it's a madura, right? This is already the Gemara, Paskin, Rishonim, Lahalacha, that when it's a fire, so we do not have a ner la'echa, ner la'meya. What is ner la'echa, ner la'meya? It's the logic the Gemara gives for. There's no additive, there's no added hana because it's already suffices. If there's a light on, right? We have light. Right, ner la'echad really would suffice for all 100 people present. So it doesn't matter if a drop more light is added because even the smallest bit of light would already suffice. Fine, that's the concept in the Gemara. Now, whereas when it gets to a madura, we're afraid that maybe he's going to come to add on behalf of that person, l'shem that person, l'shem in honor or deliberately for that Jew. So now the shaila goes as follows. This is just jumping very, very far, very, very fast, but I want to get to as much as we can. What are you going to do with electricity? So in Israel, it's a whole, and Eretz Israel, it's a whole different shmooze, because there are those who claim it's really done. The Chavrat Chashmal, they have a lock and key. They do not let, it's union, and they do not let outsiders and Arabs and Africans join the union, and it's only... That's the problem. That's what they claim. The question is, people, how did they know that? Because they're so secretive. They don't let anyone on. There's one video of a Haredi who got in, and he took a video, and that's... And, he wrote many, many svarim. A tremendous Talmud Chacham. Who's Rabbi Eliyahu's big Talmud? Rabbi Morgenstern. So Rabbi Morgenstern's son sent a few shluchim onto Chabad Chashmal's headquarters undercover. They took videos. Anyone in the video got fired by Chabad Chashmal. Yeah. And that's where a lot of information came from. But now, that gets very tricky because that's Maisi Yisrael. You have non-religious Jews working and manning the electrical plants. Fine. In America, let's say a grid goes down. And the grid goes down, this is really Sif Beis, and we're going to do it as fast as we can. So, if a grid goes down and the Con Ed workers come back, who are the Con Ed workers fixing it for? Let's get dramatic.
They can keep a job. They're going to fix it. They can keep a job.
They're not fixing it.
Wait. They're fixing it for everyone. Exactly. Do we have to...
If there's a blackout on top and they turn it back on, it's official aquaman control.
That's another peripheral question. That's not the question at hand. That's peripheral. That is a question. And, yes, that is a question that's definitely brought up in this sugya, but it's already peripheral. My question is, who's he doing it for? He's doing it for, so let's get practical. So he's doing it for the majority. So
he's doing it for himself. It's his job.
Okay. Is that going to save us? Is that enough? Is that sufficient?
I didn't ask him to come out. Kanye told him to come out. Kanye said there's a black. I come. I didn't say him to come out.
You're not like the door. If somebody pays you to do it, you're not going to...
Okay, so let's just read the Ramah together. We're going to have to figure out the Ramah. You are right. There is an element of Kabbalah and Sechiras that makes a difference. But when he does the Malacha D'Oraisa, the Ramah goes and tells you, if he did it B'Shvil Yisrael, it doesn't matter. Ve'ein Chilik was it Ben Kotzav Leischar, Loi Kotzav, it doesn't matter if you had a set price, it doesn't matter if it was Kabbalahs or Sechiras, since the Yisrael is Nena Mimalacha Atzma, B'Shabbos, Aser B'Cholon. So it's really, again, so what do you want to give more credence to? The Beis Yosef, we have to figure it out.
Jews are on the grid.
So now this is the question where I want to go. This is exactly where I'm heading, and this is really Sif Beis already. But let's just store it in the memory bank. What's going to happen? Who is he doing it for? He's doing it for the Roy. Let's say, and he's not doing it for, it wasn't Monroe. It wasn't KJ. It wasn't Monroe. It wasn't Skver. It was New York City. Okay? New York City did in Manhattan. So now, there are many Jews who live in Manhattan. He's doing it for the majority, and he's doing it for the Yid. What's the halacha if he did it for, deliberately, for Yidden that are the Miyat?
So, but what's the answer if you don't know who the majority is, right?
That's a different question. No, I'm trying to steer it very specifically. So you're right. You can change the variables and we can have more questions. I'm asking. I agree. I'm presenting you one set of variables. What would you say? He did it for the 80% non-Jews and he did it for the 20% Jews.
That's mutter.
What?
Majority is the non-Jews.
You're assuming that you're at the last year. I know what they're saying. If it's a right, you assume he's doing it for the right. You think this guy specifically said,
now,
that's a Jew and I'm doing it for him.
So what's the halacha? Yeah, what's the halacha if he says, I'm doing it for the majority and I'm doing it for the minority? If he verbalizes that he's doing it for both, ma dina. Well, it's not a mechza mechza. It's like mechza mechza. You know who says that? The Bir Halacha goes and says that if he's doing it deliberately for that 20%, and we are out of time.
You have to say that, by the way. You have to say that because you have an employee who comes and not doing it for anybody. He's doing it for all customers.
Exactly.
So then it has to be mechza.
So the fact was brought.
One Jewish guy is
no. That's a Raji.
All right, wait. If you guys drive the train,
this is the point. Yeah.
Driving the train from A to B.
So this is really the savior. This is the savior. The Shiloh was brought to none other than Rabban Shalkov and Agoylam and Moshe Feinstein. From Moshe Feinstein, Arachayim, Chelik Dalid, Simon Samach Dalid.
We're about to clap
Shira Malas. He's Makel. The reason being, we're going to have to continue next time when we get into the phase. The reason being because it is able and done regardless. The result will be done regardless. He needs to get this Chashmal up and running, and it will be up and running no matter what. No matter what, if in those moments every Jew flees because there's a pogrom, it's going to happen anyway. He's going to be turning this back on. Therefore, it's not considered L'shem Yisrael to thereby aser.
Also,
even though
there's real owner Shabbos, because there, it's the food spoiling. It's